Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. If you are listening to the readings today, as well as even to our opening prayer, the collect of the Mass today, there's a great theme of joy throughout the readings, of what really constitutes the joy of discipleship. And that's one thing that, you know, just I've been here at St. Rose now for just a year this week. And it's one of the things that this year, both for myself and for the parish, I really see our being called to live Christian discipleship in a very radical and attractive way. And the most radical and attractive way to live Christian discipleship is to live this joy of what it means to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to understand really what constitutes, what is the source of our joy. It's not a passing, you know, sort of happiness, a mood, an emotion. Because that's impossible to have. And it really doesn't fit well with some of the other things that Jesus is saying, as we'll see as we go through this homily today. And the key to it is precisely what Jesus says at the end of the gospel today. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Because that doesn't depend on you or me. It doesn't depend on the circumstances we find ourselves in. It depends entirely on God. And that's why we can have this constant assurance and constant joy in our lives. It comes from something, again, that God did entirely on his own for us. And that is at the moment of our baptism, when the Heavenly Father adopted us as his children. The moment that you were baptized, you became a child of God. Really, truly, a member of the family and household of God. An heir to the kingdom of heaven. At that moment, your name was written in heaven. And heaven became your true home. It's something that God entirely did in bestowing on you the greatest dignity, the greatest identity, the truest identity that you can have, and that is as a child of God, being a child of God. And there's very little else that can happen to us in life that adds much to that, to tell you the truth. The other thing about it that's wonderful about it, and this is why it can be a source of constant joy, is that nothing in this world can take it away from you. None of the things that we're so afraid of in this world and that we worry about and all that sort of thing, none of those things touch your identity and your dignity as a child of God. You can't even get rid of it. Did you know that? Once you're a child of God, you are a child of God. We're about to have a baptism right after Mass today. This could be the greatest day of little Blaise's life there. The greatest thing that can ever happen to him. That he will be adopted by the Heavenly Father and his name will be written in heaven, just as your names are written in heaven. And it's beautiful. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah describes to us this profound contentment and security in very, very fundamental sort of terms. That talks about the security and joy of a nursing child in the arms and at the breasts of his mother. That's how fundamental this sense of security and well-being and joy is that God gives to us. That's how the prophet Isaiah describes it. And at the same time, it's very, very strong, as St. Paul describes to us in our second reading, saying, you know, the only thing I glory in now is in the cross of Jesus Christ. That all those things that we are afraid of, especially suffering and even death itself, has no effect on our identity and dignity as children of God. As a matter of fact, suffering and death are frankly but steps on the way leading us to that inheritance. So much so that great saints like St. Francis referred to death as sister death. Certainly not to be sought out, but not to be feared either when death should come. And we see many of the great saints, especially the martyrs, quite willing to embrace death in order to claim that inheritance as a child of God. And so we are given confidence and joy in our lives no matter what happens in this life. And that is joy. And that in the first reading, it referred to a holy joy. Because you're praying for a holy joy in our lives. And that should be the hallmark of a Christian life. Not that it's easy. I hate to tell you this, it ain't going to be easy. The Lord Jesus Christ himself promises, he says, yes, if you're going to be my disciple, and that's what we're called to, Christian discipleship, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And yet, with a great sense of purpose, a great understanding of the meaning of all of this, we live in a world, I think, in a great search for meaning. And you and I don't have to search for our meaning. We know it. It has been given to us. Our names are written in heaven. We know what our lives are about. We know where we are going. We know how to get there. We know the right way is tough too, okay? But all of that is a great gift. We live in a world where many, many people feel very, very lost. They don't know what their lives are about. They don't know their identity. They don't know their true dignity. And are sometimes in a very frantic search for that in all kinds of very destructive ways. Sometimes people just kind of give up. But you and I have the joy of knowing that our names are written in heaven. That we are children of God. And that though indeed, yes, our lives are going to entail the cross, we see the cross as the ultimate sign of the love of God for us. That leads us to triumph over even death. Over the worst that the world can throw at us, we are victors through him. And so we can be very bold and effective disciples out in the world. In this world that's looking for a way. In this world that is looking for meaning. In this world that's looking for identity. Say, come on along with us. God will do for you what he has done for me. Come share in my joy. And that's what we see in the gospel. The disciples, these 72 who've been sent out by the Lord Jesus, kind of kicked out of the nest. Said, go and see what Christian discipleship is like. You know, I saw there were lots of little birds that had nests that were built all around here. And sometimes walking just even from here to the church this spring, to the office, I would see maybe a little bird hopping around on the ground. A little bird that I think its mama had kicked out of the nest and said, okay, spread your wings and fly. And then I might come back in a few more minutes and the little bird had flown off. You know, it had done what it's supposed to do. And that's sort of what Jesus is doing to his disciples. Go out there into that scary world as my disciples, with your identity as children of God, knowing that your names are written in heaven and therefore you have nothing to fear in this world, and bear witness to that good news. And they come back and they're so fired up. They say, wow, even the demons, you know, obey us. And Jesus kind of laughs at them because they're kind of pumped up, and they think this is what Christian discipleship is about, is about being pumped up. Well, yeah, there are going to be days when you're pumped up. It reminded me when I was a deacon that year. That was in the 1993, not only another century ago, but another a different millennium ago, okay? It was that long ago. And it was the summer of World Youth Day in Denver. And I went along with our diocesan group to this World Youth Day in Denver, one of maybe the biggest thing in some ways that's happened to the church in our country. Now St. John Paul came there. It was just an overwhelming experience. We rode a bus 24 hours to Denver and 24 hours back from Denver. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And when I came back, I was assigned to Holy Rosary Parish at that time in Nashville and Donelson, you know, close to the airport. And the pastor there, Father Classic, who's now the pastor at St. Paul's in Tullahoma, said, well, you need to preach this weekend after that experience. And apparently I was a little fired up, you know, when I was, and he was kind of laughing at me afterwards. He said, you were just like on fire. And so that's sort of what Jesus is doing with the disciples here. You know, he's sort of kind of laughing at them a little bit. He said, wow, you were on fire because of the signs and wonders that happened when you were sent out to bear witness to the good news. But remember, don't be joyful because of that. That's not where our joy, because you're actually going to hit some rough days, you know. You're going to come to the cross. And if your joy is dependent upon the circumstances of your life, then it's a pretty shallow joy. He said, rather, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And that's the joy that nothing can touch or take away from you, no matter what happens. And that's the joy that this world needs. You know, at the beginning of this gospel, it talks about, you know, Jesus says, pray that the master of the harvest will send out workers into his harvest. This harvest is abundant, but there are very few workers to go work in it. So pray that the master will send out more workers. And a lot of times we think that of that in terms of vocations to priesthood and religious life. And it's certainly appropriate for that. And we really should do that, especially in this parish, because we're so richly blessed in that way in this parish. What other parish has 3 priests? What other parish has religious sisters working in the parish? You know, day in, day out, you know, nobody practically, you know? And so we need to be generous in that way, you know? And so don't be afraid if God calls you that way. And don't be afraid if God calls your children in that way, okay? Let them go. Let them spread their wings and fly and have that joy. But this was the 72 that Jesus was sending out, not just the 12. It was a bigger group. And we're all called to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ and to live this joy and to share this joy. Our harvest is very rich in this parish. Do you know how big our parish is? Our parish is huge in the number of people who live in it, to tell you the truth. I bet about 250,000 people live in our parish. Did you know that? It's the whole city of Murfreesboro. It's most of Rutherford County. And Cannon County as the cherry on top. Did you know that? Cannon County is part of our parish as well. That's a big, abundant harvest. The laborers seem to be few. But if we all go out of here rejoicing as children of God, rejoicing that our names are written in heaven. That's going to bring in a rich harvest for the Lord. People are going to say, especially people who may be lost, who may be discouraged, who may be wandering, who are wondering what the meaning of their life is, what the meaning of all these things happening in their lives, what their identity is, what their dignity is, looking for it in all kinds of dead ends. If they see your joy, and that your joy doesn't seem to be affected by the circumstances that you find yourself in down deep, that you remain joyful, not because times are good or easy or this or that or the other, but because your names are written in heaven, that you know where you're going. You know what your life is about. You know that can never be taken away from you by anything except sin. That's why we hate sin. And live in this joy. People will follow you here. They will. They will want to know, just like the disciples. So many people followed them. What is it that these people have? And you can say, it is the fact of what God has done for me, that I am his beloved child. I know the security of being embraced like a little child, a nursing child in the arms of its mother. That's how secure and peaceful I am in my relationship with God. That's what God has done for us. And that's what God wants to do for everyone. And it is our duty and joy to go out into the world and say, yes, know the joy of your name being written in heaven.